Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen joins us this time at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. And D.A., great job last year, obviously, with that defensive unit. We're able to get a couple of key parts out of last year's draft. Did you know, I guess, going in that those guys were going to be that critical to what you guys wanted to do defensively?
Well, I don't know if you know for sure exactly how they're going to fit in, but you got a pretty good idea. And obviously our scouting department does a tremendous job of identifying talent. I think we do a pretty good job of, trying to clearly identify a vision for a player and how they can fit into our system and how they can help us. And I think when you have talented players and you have a clear vision for what they can do and how they fit, then that leads to success for not only them as individuals, but for us as a team.
Yeah, I think one of the emphasis was on intelligence. And obviously you got three guys who are able to start out of the box in Alex Anzalone at linebacker, Marshawn Lattimore obviously at cornerback, and then Marcus Williams at safety. Is that something that you found that those guys were, obviously fairly intelligent players?
Yeah, that was something that we realized pretty early in the process, and we knew that they were going to be smart players. And I think that's, Sean, Mickey, Jeff, those guys, they've really made a concerted effort to try to increase the intelligence of our football team, because smart players win in this league, and that was something that we really wanted to do and tried to do, and I think our guys did a great job of, going out and finding guys that not only have athletic ability, but also have the football intelligence that helps us be able to compete at the highest level.
I guess we see a little bit more of it now, but how rare is it for three rookies to be opening game starters?
Well, that's probably the first time that I've ever seen it and gone through it. I think that, again, is a credit to our scouting staff. I think they did a great job of identifying guys that really come in and fit into our system and fit into a vision for what we want to be as a defense. And I think, again, when you have a clear vision for how a player fits, then you have a chance for early success.
We've already talked to Mickey Loomis and Coach Payton, and one of the things that they were saying was they believe this draft is pretty strong in the defensive backfield. Do you have a similar, feel for it?
Yeah, well, look, they're probably a little further along than we are as coaches is really being able to get a chance to look at these guys. This is kind of the first step in the process for us as the assistant coaches. We spent a lot of time working on, looking at what we did last year, kind of evaluating the cut-ups and things of that nature. And we just started this week kind of taking a peek at some of these guys. But look, if you pay attention to, any of the media coverage that's out there, it certainly seems like it's a pretty good draft for the back end.
Is self-evaluation a little bit more difficult after having a successful season?
Well, I don't know that I would say it's more difficult. I think you have to really remember to be critical as to what you really did well and where you really need to improve. And sometimes success kind of masks that a little bit. So it's really, as it is when you don't have success, you have to be honest with where you're at as a football team, both from a personnel standpoint and a schematic standpoint. I think you got to be able to do the same thing when you do have success.
How does this team continue that trajectory upward?
Well, I think we just got to continue to work and continue to get better. I think it's up to us as coaches to identify the areas where we need to improve, give our players a good plan, both individually and collectively as a group, on where we need to get better. And then we got to hold them accountable to being able to do those things. And the good thing about our group, we got a good young group that wants to work, and they're really willing to do the things that we're asking them to do. And I believe they're trusting in us that the things we're asking them to do are going to help them be better football players.
Speaking of youth, you've got a rookie corner, a second-year corner, a rookie safety, a second-year safety. How well do you feel like those guys were able to kind of meld and mesh together?
Well, certainly it took us a little time to get our feet on the ground, probably should not have been unexpected, but yet was a little bit of a surprise in the first couple of games. But I think as the season went on, I think our guys really began to understand, what it was going to take. the amount of work, the amount of effort, the amount of preparation that goes into each and every week in the NFL to be able to have success. And I think as they began to taste some of that success, I think they realized, hey, you know, these are the things that we got to keep doing for us to continue to have that type of success.
No, and Marshawn Lattimore and Marcus Williams, were those guys pretty much exactly what you thought you were getting, or were they maybe a little bit better than even you thought?
Well, you know, obviously we had lofty expectations for both of those players, and I think probably they both exceeded a little bit as to how quickly I thought they would acclimate to our league and the amount of plays that they were able to make. Certainly we felt like they were you know, really good athletes and smart football players. But man, this league's a tough league, and for those guys as rookies to be able to come in and have the success that they did, it really is a testament to their work ethic and how they went about doing their job.
That's defensive coordinator Dennis Allen. We're here at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Scouting Combine 2018. Saints looking to make some more additions to a defense, hopefully, that continues to rise and excel.